Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, Malaysian startups welcome the introduction of the Unicorn Golden Pass, while startups are eager to make the most of tech visas. Plus, Paris-based Clinio raises 2 million euro to revolutionize access to clinical trials for oncology patients. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news out of Malaysia. The country is rolling out the red carpet for the world's top startups and venture capital firms with a new initiative called the Unicorn Golden Pass. The program aims to attract leading tech companies and investors to the country with a range of incentives. For more on this, we're joined by Simply Startups correspondent Abby. So what exactly is Malaysia offering with this Unicorn Golden Pass?
The Unicorn Golden Pass effectively addresses four key challenges that startups typically face: funding, working visas, office space, and tax rates. By tackling these pain points head-on, Malaysia is hoping to make it much easier for high-potential startups to launch and scale operations in the country. The goal is to create a vibrant ecosystem that can support the next generation of billion-dollar companies.
And how are Malaysia's homegrown startups reacting to this news? Are they excited about the prospect of having more unicorns in their backyard?
Absolutely. Local entrepreneurs see this as a rising tide that could lift all boats. For example, the COO of ZUS Coffee said it's always good to be working alongside other great startups that can push Malaysian companies to the next level. And the CEO of agritech startup Carbotech said he's been longing for this kind of initiative from the government. He thinks it will encourage more VCs to look at Malaysian startups and allow more capital to flow into the country.
But attracting top startups is a pretty competitive field these days. How does Malaysia's Unicorn Golden Pass stack up to similar programs in neighboring countries?
You're right. It is a crowded field. Singapore, in particular, has established itself as the go-to hub for startups and VCs in Southeast Asia. While some are skeptical that Malaysia can surpass Singapore anytime soon, initiatives like the Unicorn Golden Pass could help level the playing field. At the very least, it should allow Malaysia to better compete with larger economies like Indonesia and Thailand when it comes to attracting startup talent and investment.
Aside from the direct incentives, are there any other potential benefits to having more unicorns set up shop in Malaysia?
One key advantage is the media attention and publicity that comes with housing billion-dollar startups. As one analyst put it, Malaysia will be the talk of many nations. This buzz could create a virtuous cycle where more investors and entrepreneurs flock to the country, drawn by the success stories and the perception of Malaysia as an exciting, dynamic place to build the next big thing.
It will be interesting to see how this all plays out and whether Malaysia can establish itself as a major startup hub. Thank you, Abby, for the insights and analysis. Speaking of attracting tech talent, Greece has announced a new one-year national entry visa aimed at drawing highly skilled tech workers from outside the European Union. The so-called tech visa allows these individuals to be employed by the country's over 800 registered startups. For more on this, we're joined now by our correspondent. So tell us, why was this visa needed, and how will it help Greek startups?
Well, David, for a long time, Greek startups have struggled to hire the talent they need, especially from countries outside the EU, like Turkey and India. The existing visa process was very complex with a lot of red tape, causing many companies to simply reject applications from these countries. But now with over 800 tech startups registered in Greece, the demand for skilled workers is higher than ever. This new streamlined tech visa should make it much easier to bring that talent in.
And what kind of talent are these startups looking for exactly? What skills are in high demand?
It really runs the gamut. But software engineering is always a big one, as well as data science, product management, UX design. Many Greek startups are working on cutting-edge technologies like AI, blockchain, fintech. So they need workers with very specialized skill sets that can be hard to find locally. With the pace of technological change, It's a constant challenge for these companies to hire enough people with the right expertise.
So how does the new visa process work? What are the requirements for candidates?
The key thing is the visa is specifically for working at startups registered with Elevate Greece, a national startup platform. Candidates will need to show proof of employment or a job offer from one of those companies. It's a one-year visa, though it can be renewed. Beyond that, candidates need to meet certain education or experience thresholds to qualify as highly skilled. But the big change is having this dedicated visa category for startup employees, rather than going through the usual work visa channels.
It certainly seems like welcome news for the Greek startup ecosystem. Any idea how many people might come in under the new visa?
It's hard to say for sure, but there's definitely a lot of pent-up demand. Startups have been advocating for something like this for years, and the timing is good, with a lot of momentum in the Greek startup scene lately. A record level of VC investment last year, some big exits. So this should help keep that growth going by making it easier to build strong teams and attract international talent.
Thanks for the insights on that development in Greece. It will certainly be one to watch for startups and tech workers. Shifting our focus to France now, a digital health startup there called Cleano has raised 2 million euro to improve access to clinical trials for cancer patients using AI technology. The company aims to connect doctors and patients with relevant trials in under a minute. For more, we're joined by our startup and technology correspondent. So how exactly does Cleano's platform work to match patients with clinical trials?
Cleano has built a platform with two separate interfaces, one for healthcare professionals and one for patients. It allows them to quickly search for relevant clinical trials and directly contact the centers where those trials are taking place. The platform has a comprehensive database of all open clinical trials in France, with real-time updates. Cleano uses proprietary matching algorithms to ensure there is an accurate match between the patient's profile and the criteria for the selected trials. This makes the search process much faster and more efficient compared to the complex and time-consuming methods used previously.
And currently, a very small percentage of cancer patients participate in clinical trials despite strong interest. What are some of the barriers that have prevented higher enrollment?
Yes, although over 70% of cancer patients say they would be willing to participate in a trial if they knew about one, currently less than 5% actually do. One major issue is that the process of searching for an appropriate trial has been very tedious and difficult, both for patients and their doctors. Many are simply unaware of what trials are available and relevant for their specific case. Paradoxically, this lack of participants causes up to 20% of trials to fail. So there is a clear need for a solution like Cleano's that can close that gap and enable more patients to access cutting-edge treatments.
How will this new funding round help Cleano expand their efforts?
The 2 million euro raised will allow Cleano to extend their platform to cover all types of cancer in France by the end of 2024. They also plan to expand to other countries in Europe and the US, as well as other diseases like rare and neurological conditions. The funds will also enable Cleano to grow their team and continue enhancing the platform's medical knowledge and technological capabilities. They have already seen traction, initiating a pilot at the renowned Gustave Roussy Cancer Center in 2022. Cleano is also working with both industry sponsors and academic institutions to further their mission.
It's an ambitious agenda for the startup. The ability to access the latest treatments is so important for patients facing difficult diagnoses. We'll be tracking Cleano's progress as they work to improve the clinical trial enrollment process. Thanks for the insights. And speaking of innovative startups, the Connected Africa Summit 2024 recently concluded in Nairobi, Kenya, where 16 African startups were recognized for their solutions across various sectors. The event brought together ICT and communication ministers from 35 African nations, as well as ambassadors from different regions, highlighting the importance of collaboration and innovation in driving Africa's digital transformation. For more on this, we turn to our startup correspondent. Can you give us an overview of the startups that were awarded at the summit?
Absolutely, David.
The startups recognized at the Connected Africa Summit 2024 represented a diverse range of sectors, including education, health, logistics, trade, agriculture, creatives, and fintech. eBikes Africa, a Nairobi-based startup offering e-mobility solutions for urban transportation, emerged as the overall winner in the logistics category. In the edtech category, Mzizi took the top spot, showcasing Africa's advancements in educational technology. Terralima claimed victory in the agritech category, while SnapPay secured the top spot in the fintech category. It's impressive to see such a wide array of sectors represented among the winning startups. Were there any other notable winners or runners-up?
Yes, there were several other startups that made a strong showing at the summit. In the trade and logistics category, Apex Loads emerged as the winner, with Ticket Safari as the runner-up. The green technology category saw Ecomobilis take the top spot, while ACL Dimensions came in as the runner-up. Zuri Health stood out in the health tech category, with Signvers as the runner-up. And in the creatives category, Uamuzi claimed victory, with MyMind Capsule as the runner-up.
It's clear that these startups are making significant strides in their respective fields. Were there any additional awards or recognition given to the participating startups?
In addition to the sector-specific awards, there was also a startup pitching category. Signvers emerged as the second runner-up, receiving a check for 200,000 Kenyan shillings, approximately $1,500. Vunapay was the first runner-up, taking home 300,000 Kenyan shillings, around $2,200. And the overall winner in the pitching category was eBikes Africa, which was awarded 500,000 Kenyan shillings, roughly $3,700.
The recognition and financial support given to these startups at the Connected Africa Summit 2024 underscore the vibrant tech ecosystem in Africa and the potential for growth and development through technology and innovation. The event not only celebrated the achievements of these startups, but also fostered networking opportunities and collaborations that will contribute to advancing Africa's digital economy.
Absolutely, David. The presence of ICT and communication ministers from 35 African nations, along with ambassadors from various regions, emphasizes the importance of collaboration and innovation in driving Africa's digital transformation. Events like the Connected Africa Summit play a crucial role in showcasing the talent and potential within the African startup ecosystem, and they provide a platform for these startups to gain exposure, secure funding, and forge valuable partnerships.
It's certainly exciting to see the continued growth and innovation within Africa's tech ecosystem. Thanks for that insightful overview of the Connected Africa Summit 2024 and the impressive African startups that were recognized. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.